You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Monday afternoon. Josh Dar of Chicago's Chesapeake Energy is online with us to take up the weather forecast. Hi, Josh. How are you on this beautiful...
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. What a beautiful day here in Illinois for February, huh?
It is just magnificent. Can you tell me if it's going to stay this way?
Yeah, the pattern of coming over the next 10 days to 2 weeks is one that will feature certainly a bias of warmth across much of the central and eastern U.S. The caveat to that is that as we walk through the next 10 days, a bit more stormy or a bit more unsettled at times, meaning that the jet stream off the Pacific across the lower 48 is pretty active. Lots of minor disturbances moving through the flow. So the next opportunity here for some rain showers across Illinois is actually tomorrow as a low pressure actually as far north of us across Minnesota. Brings a chance of showers, but then we're back into southwesterly flow really quickly. The next opportunity for rain thereafter is Friday. Bit of a cool down for the weekend as a bit of a switch of the winds out of the north, but again, like it's been all winter, very short-lived period of cooler temperatures. Then we get right back into southwesterly flow, and actually as we get into early next week, potentially much bigger warm-up on tap to start the week. So bottom line, a little bit more active than we've seen, so a little bit better prospects for moisture at times, but the bias is certainly in the warm direction.
Warm, a little bit of rainfall. We do have some current concerns about the northwestern part of the growing area for the Corn Belt. It's been awfully dry. Is the rainfall in the offing for them as well?
They do have chances also, and actually far northern portions of the belt, the Dakotas and into southern Minnesota, actually may have better prospects for snow at times over the next 2 weeks as we're building a pretty impressive cold air supply across northern and western Canada, ending the month of February, starting off the month of March. And so that's going to enhance the jet stream across the northern portions of the U.S. And so, yes, that does improve moisture prospects on the whole for the northern and western portions of the Midwest. And so as we start, you know, the last portion of February, get through the first portion of March, we think that prospects for moisture are improving. And so, you know, any concern should be battened down as we walk through the early portions of March.
In South America, the crops are entering their final stages there. How are they faring at this point?
Well, really the only area of concern in South America is southern Brazil, where it's still a pretty active pattern for this time of year. And so that's the item of concern at this point is rainfall in southern Brazil and any impact that may have. So that's really the only item of concern.
Have you watched China, and can you give us an idea of how they're setting up for their coming growing season?
Good question. Always at this time of year, you hear about China, and there's always seems to be some concern about dryness issues. China's had a cooler than normal winter. They haven't had any major moisture deficits to speak of. It is their dry season, however. As we look to the end of the month of February and into March, it signs for an active pattern. And so, you know, any early season talk of dryness should be something you don't hear much of this year because it looks like an active pattern across much of China as we start off their growing season.
Josh, thank you so very much for taking the time with us on this Washington's birthday. That's Josh Darb. He's with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this 20th day of February. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.